joined in the studio by the head coach of the Episcopal Collegiate College, the Episcopal Collegiate Wildcats, not College Wildcats.
Yeah, they almost made it to the tournament this year.
Yeah, they almost
tournament.
Made the dance. They didn't lose to a 3A school in the state of Arkansas. They almost beat North Little Rock, the 7A state champions, in the Jammin' for Jackets tournament. But, Micah, congratulations on the championship this weekend.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's a good feeling.
How has the celebration been?
Oh, it's been fine. You know, everything's pretty much back to normal. You know, you get your handshakes and your back slap, but, you know, it's – of course, you're riding a little high for a few days, but, you know, it's – you know, the kids deserve it. They played well. They had a great year, and, you know, it's a team that deserved to win it.
And I guess not the state championship game, but let's go back to the summer, to maybe the start of the season. As a head coach, when do you see that, hey, this team has a chance to win a state championship, and do you change the way you're coach? You know, how do you keep them grounded, I guess, would be the better question.
It's a good question. You know, last year we were very young and got beat in the finals and really surprised everybody, including myself. I didn't, you know, at the first of the year, I was just hoping to get some experience because I knew we'd be good eventually because we were so young and with some talent. And the end of your last year, you know, was pretty much put some pressure on yourself. You know, you get everybody back, basically. You know, we had a few seniors graduate, but a majority of our starters come back, and, you know, they knew in the back of their mind. You know, it's one of those things that I never brought up or never discussed that, hey, we're going to, you know, our job's to win the state. But everybody knew what the goal was for this year, and, you know, they did it. You know, they played hard every night. I mean, this is a team that really did compete. You know, we'd have an off night, but the level of competition that we brought every time was the same, and, you know, it turned out good for us.
And you played some tough non-conference games to get ready for conference play. Was that part of the plan, because you knew what you had, but you wanted to make them mentally tough and physically tough for the conference?
Yeah, that was the plan. You know, we got in the Jammin' for Jackets. We actually got in the Battle of the Border, but it got canceled for weather. And we were going to play some other, you know, Sylvan Hills and some other schools here in the city, but the weather hurt us, and our football team went to third round, so we had to cancel some games too, because I only had three or four guys that were even working out with me before football was done. So, and we'll try to do that again. You know, it's you may lose a few games, you may win a few, but, you know, it's a marathon the whole season, you know. And to play athletic teams like that, it helped us out, because our first three games in the state were all athletes. I mean, you know, we go against Prescott, Rivercrest, McGee. They're all very athletic, so I think playing that tough non-conference really helped us in later in the year.
When you look at the players that you have coming back, you only lose William Pollock, the lone senior in your starting five. How do you find – can you find someone to replace him? Who comes off the bench to replace him in the starting lineup
next
year?
That's a good question, because people say, well, Coach, you lose one. You know, you should be – he was a big one. You know, he's not going to wow you. You know, he only had 2 points in the whole game, but it was a huge shot, and he did. He really guarded Matthew Ward there in the second half and slowed him down a little bit. I don't know if we could say we actually stopped him. At least he slowed him down a little bit, but he does a lot of different things. You know, he's a guard, 6'2". He usually guarding the best player, and it's either a four guy. You know, he's my four guy, and he's 6'2", but he does a lot of things. He shoots the ball well. He's so smart, and we're going to miss him, and he's probably one, if not the biggest competitor on our team. And you miss someone like that, and we'll definitely miss him next year.
Talk about Malin Martin and Allie Freeman. A lot of people remember the name Freeman from his dad playing for the Arkansas Razorbacks. But if he's not the quickest guard in the state, him and Karan Ross, I would like to see someone that's quicker than those two.
He's definitely quick. You know, he's like a little jitterbug out there, and we always try to put him on their point guard just to – wreak havoc on him. And I know me and assistant coach, we're so glad he's on our team, because if I was playing and had somebody guard me like that, I mean, it's like a gnat. You know, he's always in your face, and he's a superior athlete. You know, his quickness is, it's unbelievable at times.
Are you going to still have some of those guys play football next year and then have to wait on them to come to basketball again?
Yeah, it'll be the same situation. You know, we'll have three or four that we'll have to, you know, probably – I'll probably be a little smarter in scheduling next year. Won't schedule as many. I did take off the first week for playoffs, and they kept winning. But believe me, if we can reschedule games, I'm all for it. because in a sport like football and they all come over to basketball, you know, that winning attitude comes with them. And we'll take that any day of the week.
When you look to kind of change it, keep it on basketball, but for the NCAA tournament this year, when you look at some of these teams, and I don't know if you've looked at a bracket yet, but just tell us a couple of these teams that impress you. Like we were talking in the last break, how you were saying Louisville's playing just as good as anybody. What are three, four, five teams you think have a chance to win the tournament this year?
You know, it's probably the easiest way out, but Florida is so good. You know, they're so patient, and they will guard you.
Seniors in the starting lineup as well. Seniors, you don't see that as much in college basketball.
Not at a high-profile program like Florida. You know, and that's why they're so good. That's why Wichita State's so good, because they develop kids 3 or 4 years, you know. And, you know, the Kentucky's always going to be good, but they're so immature and young. You have to have a super special group to get there, whereas, you know, you got Florida. I like Michigan State. Tom Izzo's got to be top three coaches.
I'm with you there.
You know, I mean, you talking about getting the most out of kids, he does it. And they're just now getting healthy, and they shoot it. And you're talking about the three teams I really like, Michigan State, Florida, and Louisville, they defend you. They get after it, and they're tough. And, you know, I'm kind of a defensive guy, even though I was a shooting guard. But, you know, as a coach, you got to know what –
You're a defensive guy? You didn't play much defense.
No, I didn't. But that's, you know, I realized that after I started coaching. That, you know, defense wins. In every sport, really, and especially basketball. And, you know, I really like those three teams. I like Florida, Michigan State, and Louisville. And, you know, who knows this year? It's so even. It's so even.
You don't have that dominant team this year that we were talking about earlier. No. Last year, Louisville was the dominant team. The year before that, Kentucky. Some of those North Carolina teams, Kansas teams, Memphis teams. It just seems like there really could be 12 teams in the tournament that have a legitimate chance to win it.
I think Louisville and Michigan State are both four seeds, if I'm not mistaken. But they're down there.
You're right.
I don't know exactly which one, but
they're both four seeds. Yeah.
Are they?
Micah, when you get time, and you might not get much time because of your busy schedule and everything, but what college coaches, what college teams do you like to sit in front of the television and watch?
I like to watch Michigan State. You know, they're so good at defending and rebounding, and he does a good job. You know, he very rarely has McDonald's All-Americans on his team. You know, he'll have one every once in a while, but
not four and five of them like a Kentucky team Duke team.
And he gets the most out of his kids, and they develop, and he's just consistent. I mean, if you take the last 15 years of Final Fours or Tens, I guarantee he's in there over 50%.
Elite Eights, yeah.
I mean he's there. He's there, and it's, you know, it's for a reason. He's good.
If you're a college coach, how hard is it nowadays with these rules with the one and done to maybe take a kid that is not as talented, but you know you might get him 3 or 4 years instead of getting that 18-year-old freshman that's a one and done, that he's going to be good, but – The way I see it, a 21-year-old kid that's a senior that's been there is probably better than a true freshman, although the true freshman is going to go to the NBA.
And make more money.
Right.
I think there's a fine line. You know, I think Coach Krzyzewski does a good job. He'll have one or two, you know, not too many. They'll stay 1 or 2, 3 years. You know, Calipari, I don't see how he's not cutting his wrist or hanging himself dealing with 18-year-olds with those egos. But you know what? He does a good job with those kids. I mean, I can't imagine how hard that is. And, you know, I'll be honest to say, I'm not a huge Calipari fan, but I respect him for doing that. And it pays off some. And these past couple years, it really hadn't. But, you know, it's not over yet either. They can do it. But I think there's a fine line. You know, you can have some. If I was a big-time coach, you know, at that level, it's hard to tell. You know, LeBron James, no, I don't want you for 1 year. We're going to pass. You know, that's not going to happen.
Not at all.
It's not going to happen.
Micah, we say congratulations on the state championship, and you talked about having a target on your back this year. Wait till next year.
That's all right. I'd rather have that than no target at all.
They'll be saying, hey, you're about to play the defending 3A state champions tonight. Okay, let's go.
That's all right. We'll try to bring it.
Yeah, congrats, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.